The House Governmental Affairs Committee is meeting to discuss the Senate-approved congressional map that eliminates one of the two majority black districts, which would give Republicans the ability to represent five of the six congressional districts. Political analyst Bernie Pinsonat expects emotional testimony and possible outbursts that would result in the meeting being paused until emotions subside.
They may be emotional, they may be a lot of other things, and they're hurt by the treatment by their Republican colleagues who they claim have turned on them, but at the present time, that's what it is.
Pinsonat expects the 5-1 congressional map to be approved by the House next week. A House-approved constitutional amendment that would prohibit a governor from serving more than two elected terms is moving closer to final legislative passage as it has received approval from the Senate Governmental Affairs Committee. The bill's author, Chalmette Representative Mike Boeheim, likes new leaders and fresh ideas occupying the governor's mansion, and that would be hard to accomplish, he says, if former two-term governors are able to run again after sitting on the sidelines after 4 years.
You see, when a former governor gets in a race, what does that do to new candidates who don't have a machine behind them, who don't have $10 or $20 million behind them? That keeps them from being able to run.
Some Democrats look at this proposal as a way to keep Democrat John Bel Edwards from running for governor again. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo on WTIX FM.